4 years ago, parents at LA's 20th Street Elementary threatened to kick the LA Unified School District out of their school. But as you heard in part one of our story, 20th Street's test scores have vastly improved since then, all with the same teaching staff as before and without converting to a charter school. How did 20th Street Elementary pull this off? KPCC's Kyle Stokes returns to the school to show us how.
Michael Ramirez's first graders are sitting cross-legged in front of a smart board in his bungalow classroom at 20th Street Elementary.
So, today, here's what we're going to be working on, guys.
The class is reading a text called Robots at Work, which is a nonfiction passage.
I hate nonfiction for first grade. I feel like it's hard.
Nonfiction's full of tough words. It can lack the drama of a narrative story. But Ramirez learned in a training, come third grade, these kids will be tested on a lot of nonfiction.
So I kind of took it as a personal challenge, like in first grade, I need to get them ready for nonfiction responses in third grade.
Let's find out what the author thinks. Robots are amazing machines. Okay, we need to figure out how does he convince us of that?
But it's not just the kids who will be learning during class today.
Say good morning to Miss Bahena.
Hi, Miss Bahena.
To Mr. Garcia.
Hi.
A half dozen fellow 20th Street teachers are sitting in the back of the room taking notes as Mr. Ramirez teaches his lesson.
It's kind of hard to see. Let's read it. This robot greets visitors by talking
and shaking hands.
Let's read the second page.
This scene is from December 2017. Just a year and a half earlier, parents had been so dissatisfied that they considered turning 20th Street into a charter school under California's parent trigger law. Instead, parents ultimately struck a deal with LAUSD and a new day-to-day operator for the school, an organization called the Partnership for LA Schools. And last year, 20th Street's English scores beat the LAUSD average. When I asked why, school leaders pointed me to this.
All right, so what are some strategies or some main things that stood out to you during this lesson?
Assistant Principal Isabel Nino was watching Ramirez's lesson too. Class is now over, the kids have left the room, and she and the teachers are sharing notes.
See, you can tell it was very evident that rituals and routines were set in place.
LAUSD created Nino's job as part of their deal with the parents. Her role is to help the staff fine-tune their instruction, in small part by leading peer observation sessions just like this among the teachers.
I thought the sentence frames were really well used.
Another colleague liked how Ramirez would ask a question without demanding kids share their answer with the entire class right away.
They had specific think time where they thought on their own. Then they spoke with a partner.
They deliver medicine and food. I want to add what something you said. I think that the robots are amazing because they could shake people's hands.
They spoke with a partner, and then they did the whole group sharing. So there were lots of opportunities for kids to get ready before they were put on the spot.
Did this happen overnight, Mr. Ramirez? Did you?
Yeah, I just started yesterday.
These discussions and Nino's focus on helping teachers fits into the Partnership for LA Schools' broader strategy at 20th Street. The partnership did bring in new math curriculum, some new technology, but overall, UCLA professor John Rogers believes
what's happened at 20th Street is largely the product of the partnership coming in and promoting sustained development of the capacity of educators.
In other words, teachers could focus on teaching, which was easier because the partnership's entry also came with the end of the Parent Trigger campaign. By the way, those first graders we met in Mr. Ramirez's class in 2017, they'll be starting third grade this year, which means they're due to test their knowledge for the first time on a statewide standardized test. Covering education, I'm Kyle Stokes.